right now, the comments I make are those of my own. My own opinion does not represent the opinion of any of the underwriters, the volunteers, the employees of Tri-State Public Communications, Robin Hood Radio, the Robin Hood Radio Network, or CATV 6 or CATV 252. Yesterday, the Region 1 superintendent put up a revised budget for your vote on Tuesday. First time in the history of voting on Region 1 budgets that I have seen a revised budget go up after numbers had been agreed on. Now they're saying, well, the numbers change, and so we want to keep you up to date exactly. This has just muddied the waters even more. If the dollar amount in the total budget has not changed, it's entirely legal what they're doing. If the dollar amount in the budget even has changed by $1, it's questionable if it's legal what they're doing. Some people have said that there is a budget dollar change of $1. I don't know. I have not compared both budgets side by side. But some people say, and they're good people with numbers, one is a former head of a board of finance, that there is a $1 discrepancy between the two budgets. If that's the case, I don't know how legal it will be. But anyways, it putting out a revised budget on a Thursday before the vote on Tuesday muddies the water and makes things even more confusing. And it doesn't affect my vote whatsoever. I'm voting no because I want to send a message that we don't support the current superintendent, that we don't support the current board having consent agendas where we don't know what's going on, that we don't support the way the mastery program or grading system was implemented, that we don't support over parents and teachers' objections, by the way, again, the scheduling that was done. I want you to vote no as a total lack of confidence in the administration of what's going on in Region 1. This budget change only muddies the waters even more, and as far as I'm concerned, demands you to vote no even more. We have to send a strong message. The high school's in trouble. The region's in trouble. The superintendent is overreaching and overbearing. The Board of Education's with their consent agendas, you ran for the office. We appreciate you running for the office. We appreciate you serving. But when you ran for the office, you knew you had to sit through long meetings. Go back to those long meetings, please. I'm not only talking on the Region 1 board, I'm talking about the local boards. You ran for that office. We appreciate your volunteer work. But please, don't make it easier and streamlined on yourself. Do the job you were elected to do. We appreciate what you're doing. But go back, get rid of these consent agendas. So we want a vote of no confidence in the administration of Region 1. At least I do. The numbers that they're changing on a momentary basis, that just muddies the water even more. That's not really my major concern. It is a major concern for other people. It's not really a major. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It's the way this region is being run. It's the way how students are fleeing this region. It's the way why would people want to move into this region with the regional school district in such turmoil and distress? So as far as I'm concerned, my personal opinion, please vote no on the Region 1 budget on Tuesday. That's my personal opinion, Marshall Miles. not the opinion of anybody else associated with WHDD, Robin Hood Radio, Robin Hood Radio Network, or CATV 6 or CATV 252. That's my personal opinion.